Culture State Saturday.
Home game NIT this year for the Tar Heels?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. USA scores.
They're going crazy. They're going crazy.
I don't know who did it, but I see it.
All of the mascots
reacting.
Are jumping around and enjoying themselves.
Crazy. USA just scored.
Look at the Georgia Tech. He's off the yellow jacket. It's off the chain. The orange is jumping up and down. This is crazy.
No, where is the one Florida State cheerleader? What is she doing?
Yes.
Oh, she's just standing there. Yeah. Oh, she just standing
Look
there.
Look at the Hokie. How is the one cheerleader just standing there? All of the mascots are teed up. I like the Georgia Tech mascot has so much swag. I got to take a picture with
Florida State only brought the one cheerleader. That's the sad part.
That's their mascot. It's just
I told them they're 0-8 now.
But yeah.
That's another loss.
But we have
another loss.
That's another L.
2-1 now. USA needs one more to tie things up. Okay. So B-Dot's here. I'll ask the question again.
Don't, because it was disrespectful the first time.
I just want to make sure people out there heard it.
Please, no, they heard it. NIT, are you serious?
Home game NIT.
This is what I said earlier. We do a segment called Unsolicited Advice, and I was saying this is my unsolicited advice to UNC fans. Don't panic right now, because a college basketball loss is not the same as a college football loss. Like, you can lose these three and still go on a nice run. Look at what happened last year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Look how last year ended up for you guys.
Right.
It can still happen.
Chris,
as an 8 seed.
As a Carolina fan, every single year this happens. Like, we take a loss. I'm serious, man. We take a loss to a big team or a big loss to a team. Last year, we lost to Kentucky by 30.
Yeah.
Around the same time. Everybody's just the worst team ever. Get Hubert Davis up out of there. They were saying those things as – wait, why are people jumping up and down again? We almost scored again.
Almost had another one.
Why are we this excited about soccer? This is amazing. I love it. I'm telling you, man, fandom is just everything.
It doesn't matter
the sport. But as it pertains to Carolina basketball, man, like, we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get it together eventually. I'm very disappointed. I mirror the sentiments of Coach HD.
Okay.
I'm disappointed but not discouraged. And the idea that I know these guys have a skill set.
There's a difference between the two.
I've seen a huge difference. Mm-hmm. I've seen the work that RJ Davis has put in the offseason. Yeah. Now, are there some things that I draw concern on with perimeter shooting and things like that? Who will be that guy?
Two guys should not be jacking up 60 shots between them.
Absolutely not. That doesn't happen in the NBA.
Yeah.
So it definitely shouldn't happen in the NCAA. You dig? So I understand that. But again, those are things that I'm sure and I'm confident we will get right.
Okay, so no NIT?
Not even close. Like, we're going to be in the tourney, and God willing.
You're going to be in the tourney.
God willing, we'll be in Houston, and Houston will have home court advantage, because that's a very, very good team.
My man B-Dot joining us right here live in Charlotte, ACC Fan Fest. We are here live. We're just a few blocks down the street from the house that Matt Rhule built, and that's where the ACC championship game is going to be tonight.
Do I get to meet Matt Rhule today? Like, can I talk to Matt Rhule today?
You could probably talk to Matt Rhule
in
a little bit.
I would love to.
Okay.
Oh, you want to talk to fake Matt Rhule later today?
We can
do some content with that.
Before we get there, though, I just want to ask.
Go ahead.
Are the sixth man of the Tar Heels for the basketball team.
Right.
But what an amazing year this has been for North Carolina in general.
Absolutely.
You're talking about the women's soccer team playing for a national championship on Monday. National championship in field hockey.
Yeah.
National championship in lacrosse.
Yeah. Women's lacrosse, yep.
Women's basketball team looking amazing.
Yeah.
Top 10 ranked team.
Yeah, Coach Banghart.
You know, and of course, the Tar Heels were just maybe an ankle injury away from winning another national championship in men's basketball back in April.
One offensive rebound away, bro.
Listen, and what you guys did, of course, against Coach K, the last two wins against him. Where are you right now with the chance that this game could mean an ACC championship for the first time for North Carolina since 1980? And what is the pulse of Carolina fans right now with what's going on in sports in general for the university?
Well, it's UNC, Chris. The University of National Champions. This is what we do. Nobody's surprised. You understand?
There it is.
Again, I told you a second ago, I was disappointed but not discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
This is a situation where I'm not surprised, but we're very, very happy. We're very proud of the athletics. Big shout to AD Bubba Cunningham, man. He's amazing. And y'all got a chance to chop it up with him earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Like, that is just a good-looking man. Like, he's just a good-looking guy.
Man, you should have seen his shoes, man.
Bro, he is so swagged out all the time,
man. Fly.
Like, the first time he ever came up to me and spoke to me and told me he appreciated what I do, I almost fainted, because, like, he's a legend as far as I'm concerned. The things that he's done with the athletics at UNC is just tremendous. The coaching staff there, man, like, we just have an amazing assortment of coaches, like, from all the sports you just listed. Like, all of the coaches there are all legends in their own right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just very excited with the basketball program, you know. even when we talk about the men's team, like this, we got to also remember, fans, this is HD's second year.
Yeah.
This is just year two. It's even though he took us to the mountaintop last year, and it was so beautiful being down there in New Orleans, please understand he's trying to figure it out too. And I've also heard things like that 2009 team, the national championship team with Ty Lawson and Tyler Hansbrough and those guys. That was one of the most difficult seasons ever because of the pressure.
Yeah.
Because everybody knew this team is supposed to win it.
Right.
Coach Roy Williams is on record stating that was one of the most difficult seasons for him to coach, trying to keep the outside noise down, whether it's accolade and praise or whether it's, you know, discouragement and just heinous foolishness they say on social media. But it's going to be a very interesting season. Like I said at the beginning of the year, it's going to be a historic season one way or the other.
Man, B-Dot joining us.
Making statements. Making statements, by the way.
Bars.
Making proclamations.
I don't do like Chris. His bars are a lot better, but I drop bars every now and then.
Well, you actually just heard a couple weeks ago when we had Kaylee Kurtz from the North Carolina Courage
on.
She joined us.
He
messed up twice.
Did you?
I messed twice. Up live on air.
That's not like you.
And we have had Cesar Comanche. We've had
guys
Sean
from
Book.
The Justice League
like,
here.
Right.
And I rap fine in front of us.
And they gave me a B grade.
Wow. Like,
oh, we're going to grade you. Yeah, that's a B. We like that.
I think Cesar gave you a B plus.
Why did you freeze?
I don't know. I've never done it in front of a female professional athlete. I was intimidated.
Facts. Super false. Who have you done it in front of, Chris? Since we're asking. Two kids, Chris.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
So what's, let me ask you guys, man. What is the chances that we win this game?
I think they're good.
I think we can win it.
We were just talking about it just last segment. And here's the main thing for us. Both teams, Clemson and North Carolina, their defenses are in the bottom half of the league. And passing yards allowed, North Carolina, of course, is the very last.
Thanks.
But are you worried about DJ Uiagalelei airing it out?
No.
He
Shipley is who you need to worry about.
He could, though.
He could. But because, Shipley is who you need the game plan for.
But then the next thing is, we talked about that. The running, North Carolina has a very hard time stopping the run. And yesterday, Dabo told us, Will Shipley, of course, is going to get his touches, but the real key for them is Phil Maffa. North Carolina has a really hard time handling those big 250-pound backs. We saw that in the Notre Dame game. Phil Maffa is huge. No. And so when you start having that change of pace and you bring Phil Maffa in to spell Will Shipley, what is North Carolina going to do? What is that defensive line and those linebackers, what are they going to do? Because that is Clemson's chance right there, is to keep their ball in, keep the ball in their possession and run and have their running game control the game. So I don't know what that means for North Carolina, but if they can control the run and get Josh down the balls, here's the other thing. Dabo, Eric McClain, and Trey Boston all said the same thing in three different interviews. Josh Downs needs to touch the ball 15 times.
At least.
15 times for Carolina to get a chance to win.
I agree. And I think that all depends on, you know, Drake May. Like, I think he's coming home. I think it's going to be a great showing for Drake. We've gone as far as Drake takes us all season long.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he was a Heisman, a hopeful at one point. And I think he's going to show that today, you know. And I honestly think that Shipley's going to have a good game too, man. Like, I think it's so cool how, you know, when Shipley said he was going to Clemson, you know, how, you know, I'll meet you in the championship game is what Drake May put in the comments. And here they are as freshmen in the championship game. Like, that is manifestation. Yeah. If there's anybody that knows anything about manifestation, it is me. So, hopefully we're going to do it, man.
That's true. That's B-Dot six man, the official six man
you know
of
it.
Tar Heel basketball.
You know
really
it.
Just the official six man of UNC as a whole.
That part.
I'm just going to go ahead and just claim that.
That part.
I'm just going to claim it. Just not just basketball, just UNC as a whole.
And you know there's a 12th man like pub here. I know they didn't play for this placement, but it was so strange to me because he's a Carolina guy and he has Carolina games and stuff over there. Like Carolina Nation, man. Like, we are.
Charlotte is a big UNC
dude.
City.
So I've known you since, what, 2005?
Correct.
2005. So I've known you for a while. Dang, almost 20 years. Makes me
right.
Cool.
Nah, that's dope.
You've been a huge Carolina fan all that time, and now through all your work, you are almost like an employee of the university. Basically, an employee of
Not
the university.
Almost. I am an employee.
You're an employee of the university. And you can walk around to any game, and you are good. What does that mean for you? Mm-hmm. When you have that, like, being a lifelong fan, and now you're looking back and like –
yeah. It really is surreal, Chris. I'm gonna be honest, because and again, our relationship is one of difference in the idea that we're friends beyond this. So you really know my fandom for Carolina basketball exclusively.
Yeah.
Like, I love Carolina, and you know, I didn't go to Carolina. I went to Winston-Salem State University, so I'm a fan from afar. But I love basketball, and I love the basketball program. So to be able to be on that Smith Center floor and energizing 20,000 fans every home game and being an asset to the program to the point where Coach HD says that, you know, the presence that I set in the Smith Center affects recruiting to the point where guys come in and say, gosh, I would love to play in this environment.
Yeah.
That's just a testament to the hard work that I put in, Chris, over the years, you know, just being an entertainer and comedian and host and then the fandom put together. It's really the best of both worlds with me being able to partner the B-Dot brand with the Carolina brand, and it just works.
You can't say this, but I'll say it. When you're not there on television, there's a noticeable difference. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
At the Dean Smith Center. There's a noticeable difference.
I won't disagree with that at all. I won't disagree with that at all. By the way, this man brought swag surfing into the Smith Center.
Yeah, to the PWI. And it's some HBCU right. folks are still mad about that. But we're going to keep on doing it, though. You dig what I'm saying to you?
Culture State Saturday.
In our backyard in the Triangle, from where we're based, obviously, you know, we're in Charlotte today. But I think it's awesome to see. And it looks like everything's going to play out right. It's going to be Jackson State. So it's like, hey, we get Deion prime time. Oh, it's not going to be
Deion. Well, no.
Well,
Jackson State wins today, but Deion may not be there. It might be whatever.
I still think he'll coach that game, though.
I'm disappointed. I don't even want to discuss that.
So for folks who don't know, the talk is Deion is set to accept the Colorado coaching job after the SWAC championship game today, officially. Apparently, he's already been recruiting players and coaches over there. So there's a chance that he doesn't show up in Atlanta. Here's the only thing.
I'd be bummed if he left.
Here's the only sense that I can make of this. Oh, wait a minute. Look at this. Before we get to that,
uh-oh.
The sixth man.
What's up, man?
The sixth man with the Clemson Tigers.
What is going on?
We have Clemson Tigers here. We have Clemson's mascot right here.
Wait, no, don't you throw it. Don't you throw my hat. You're about to throw my crown. We out here. It's all love right now. It's all love.
That's okay.
So the next 9 hours, next 8 hours is going to be love.
Yeah.
But at 8 o'clock tonight,
love right now,
throwing it down.
You've got Will Shipley's jersey on. How many yards he goes for tonight?
Ooh,
he's counting them. He's counting them.
How many touchdowns?
Four on the paw. There's a four on the paw.
He held up his whole hand with all five, but he's only got four. Got it.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Respect.
I'll see you tonight. Say less.
But I was going to say the only thing that I think I see as a benefit for that Colorado job, if you think about it, in 2 years, there's not going to be USC or UCLA. So if you do the right recruiting job and the right coaching job, Colorado could be the top team in the Pac-12 in 2 years. And then with the CFP expanding, you're talking about maybe Deion Sanders having a team potentially in a CFP almost every year. That might be a benefit. Do you not think that?
Chris, being
while
a product,
it is disappointing, while
being
it is disappointing.
A product of an HBCU,
I got you.
It is the most disappointing news story of the year.
I got you.
What Prime was doing for HBCUs and what we and see when Coach Eddie Robinson came out and said he ain't SWAC, and everybody wanted to say, "Oh, it's a divide in black folk. Why are you not letting him propel us?" That's what Coach Eddie Robinson was saying. He ain't SWAC, and the idea is he doesn't understand what HBCU culture really is. He was using the HBCU culture, in my opinion, and how it feels as a stepping stone to get to a better, to an end goal.
Yeah.
Where HBCUs were hoping that he was using it to magnify HBCUs so that we can continue to strengthen HBCUs. By him going and jumping on the first check of Colorado, like it would have been more understanding to me to go to USF or just wait on Florida State. But to go to Colorado, that's even more evident that you were just a couple of years ago, that HBCU wave was real high. Everybody was Mikey Williams. Was he going to an HBCU?
Yeah.
Oh, all these guys are talking HBCU. After George Floyd, that was the big thing. HBCU. We need to get, you know what, HBCU. And so when Prime jumped in that HBCU boat, we were all in. Like, thanks, Prime.
It elevated. Like, people were talking about it and recognizing more. They're getting more television time. All these things.
Now, what happens when Prime leaves and goes to Colorado?
Yeah.
All of that goes right back to where it was. And that's what a lot of people were saying that Prime was doing. And it's very unfortunate. It's very disappointing. Now, to Coach Prime, I mean, I'm sure he saw all of those things, and kudos to that. But for HBCUs and what Coach Prime was doing for us, it's devastating.
And it's not like a lot of money's been flowing into Jackson State and the athletic department
and not just
as
Jackson
a football
State,
program.
Though.
But just all HBCUs.
Right. Like everybody's getting magnified because of what Jackson State is doing. Yeah. Now they're talking about FAMUs and North Carolina Centrals. And
well, the Celebration Bowl took place right here with the AC Championships, and there was 50,000 people in this building.
Absolutely.
And it was on ESPN. It was a magnified thing.
It was in Atlanta. Celebration Bowl.
I'm sorry, the Aggie Eagle Classic. Yeah, Aggie Eagle Classic. I'm sorry, between A&T and Central.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, that happened at the beginning of the season, the same weekend that UNC played App and ECU played NC State.
You're right.
That all happened the same weekend. It was a magnified thing. And it was I wish I was able to be there.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just, yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I was really hoping to see these HBCUs continue to grow and grow and grow.
Well, I'm hoping that his exit from HBCU is a little bit more graceful than Matt Rule's exit from the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to get Matt Rule to talk to BDOT really quick?
I would just love to ask Matt Rule just a couple questions. Just like what he's doing.
Is Matt Rule available?
No, he's available.
But if I could talk to Matt Rule, I would just ask him first, like, Does he plan on coming back to Charlotte ever to visit? Like, you know, like, does he have any friends here to visit, or is he just through with Charlotte altogether? You know,
here's the thing. At the end of the day, Dot. You know, right. For me, I'm actually going to be in Charlotte this weekend. You know, that's the thing, because, you know, every game I've ever coached at Bank of America Stadium, a team has won.
Right.
And there'd be two winning teams that are playing there today. So, right. So me having been here, there's going to be more winning at Bank of America Stadium because I'm going to be here today.
I love the way you put yourself with all the positives that happen there. You never really associate yourselves with the negatives. How are you able to do that?
Well, you know, here's the thing at the end of the day, Dot. You know, is that, you know, I never make unilateral decisions. You know, everything is the culture. But, you know, the success and everything I have there, I was responsible for all that. So, the wins that we've been having lately, you know, again, a team has always won a game at Bank of America Stadium.
That's a good point.
Whether I've been there or not, teams have won there, and I helped build that.
Can I ask one last question?
Go for it.
Because you always talk about the end of the day. Let's talk about the beginning of the day. What's going to look like at Nebraska?
At the beginning of the day, as one day ends, one game begins. You know, and that's the thing. And for us,
right?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be going back at the end of the day and see what we are. So as the day begins, we're focusing on the end of the day.
Right.
Can I ask a question really quick though? Like with that, you are the Cornhuskers. Again, you've talked about this online, but how does the spirit of the Corn help you coach your team?
You know, that's the thing about Corn, Chris. Yeah, can I call Chris?
Call me Chris.
Yeah, at the end of the day, show. I like to think of, you know, a corn you can have. You know, you can have corn on the cob. Yeah. You know, right? You know, you get some sweet corn, you get some white corn, some yellow corn, some multicolored corns. You know, get the candy corn. You know, the popcorn, really let it pop. You get some cream corn, whether it's frozen from a can, whatever it is. You can throw it on a grill. You can roast it in the oven. So at the end of the day, you know, I really want our corn to pop, though. At the end of the day, and that's something that I really do want, is because, you know, when we pop on the field, when we pop on tape, you know, when our recruits really pop on campus, you know, we want them to really pop in the community. We want them to, you know, pop pads and practice. You know, at the end of the day, we want that pop. You know, that's really what I'm looking for. We want to be just like popcorn.
Hopefully. You hold the remote control in your right hand or left hand when you're reviewing film?
Yes. Okay. Versatility is key. That's something I found, is that, you know, you got to be able to attack from multiple sides.
Versatility is key. Matt, we thank you.
Can we
ask you about the importance that you've placed on the Carolina Panthers and the house that you built?
Yes.
Just down to our left, Bank of America Stadium on 800 South Mint Street.
There's a lot of success that's happening over there. You know, even guys, you know, I rather focus on, you know, I was going back and that's what I'm going to do at Nebraska, really being Coach Matt. And I like seeing some of the guys that have had success under me having success in other places. You know, when I see like the San Francisco 49ers win football games, you know, because, you know, Chris McCaffrey's there, like, I'm responsible for that.
Right.
And, you know, so I like to see all these guys are having success, you know, really do those things. You know, and then that's something I'm very, very proud of, because I helped build that. I helped build the 49ers.
You're a very strong man, very wise man. I think Nebraska, the team that I remember being when they were the best, when they ran that power eye formation, like, what type of offense do you think you'll implement in Nebraska? Like, will you be high power offense or mainly defense? What are you going to do, Coach?
You know, at the end of the day, we're going to go back and we're going to check the tape and see what kind of players we have, because, you know, as I build the staff, you know, put things together, I really want to see what the players we have. But, you know, again, no matter if we're an eye formation or a power team, we're going to spread things out. We're pushing the ball down the field. We're really, really running the football. Is that we still want to pop. At the end of the day, like, we want to pop. We want to be just
pop.
Like popcorn.
Pop a pad and practice.
We want to pop offense.
We're going to pop, whether it's a pop pass, the little pop passes, you know, whatever it is we want to do. That's what we want to do. We're really going to pop.
Man, Dot, thank you for joining us, man. This was hilarious.
Yes, I've been wanting to meet Coach Matt Rule for weeks now. That was amazing.
He was dude with Josh Graham earlier this week. He actually thought it was Matt Rule, and it was actually a clip of me.
All right, so wait, let me ask you a question real quick. Yeah, grammar school. Do I got a quick question?
Yeah, 2 seconds.
All right. If I'm rocking my khakis with a cuff in the crease, What does that mean?
Culture State Saturday.